Good morning. We are starting Shenun. Just yesterday, if I mentioned that an ocean is a Rosh Hasharabim, then that was a mistake. I meant to say Carmelis. The issue was water. Water, you could find water in a Rosh Hasharabim, like in a puddle or a little short a ditch. And you could have water in a Makom Patur, Carmelis, Rosh Hasharabim. Water could be found anywhere. Okay. Whatever that was worth. Also, it just came out, we just saw from yesterday, that Bishat HaDchak, we do see a way that if someone gets stuck and they have to carry something, or a baby or a child, if one is passing between many people, or even perhaps just two people, less than Dalet Amos, and just doing like a passing it in between them, like a hot potato, that would be a permissible way of transporting. Okay. Shin Nun. Again, Aleph. Well, this is Dina Motzi, Rosho Verubo, Mirishut Lerashut. So we touched upon some of the principles yesterday, in the beginning of yesterday's shir. So it'll follow from here. Let's see. Aleph. Omer Adam Mirishut Hayachid. A person is standing indoors. Umotzi Yado Lerashut Harabim. And he sticks out his hand outside. Through a door, through a window. He's indoors and his hand is outdoors. Let's say it's leading right into a Rosh Hasharabim, for example. Umataltel sham chafetzim. You can move things outside. Move it a couple feet this way, a couple feet that way. Right? Just less. She'enam tzrichim lo b'makom shehu omed. We're talking about items that you don't need them indoors. Okay, so you're moving items that are outside. It doesn't really matter if you need them or not. On a deraisa level, that's gzeira derabanan. So again, you're inside, the objects are outside, and you're allowed to move them outside, because you're not moving them as long as you keep them outside and don't move them indoors. Shenotlan mikan umanichan mikan, you pick them up here and put them down there. Buvat shaloya avirem arba amos. As long as you're within dalet amos of the object doesn't get moved, dalet amos, no problem. Veloch hashinan shema yaviem elav. And we're not worried that you're going to be moving them. There's no gzera that we're afraid you're going to be moving them more than dalet amos or bringing them into the reshus yachid. Kevan she'enam tzrichim lo b'makom shehu omed sham, since you don't really need them in your indoors where you are. Hilkach. So therefore, mutar la'amod b'rishus harabim. You let us stand outside. Lito mafteach b'rishus hayachad b'toach sham. If you're outdoors in rishus harabim and the key is indoors, and you want to open up indoors, so as long as the key stays indoors, you're allowed to reach in and turn the key, turn the door, whatever. V'chein mirishus hayachad b'rishus harabim. Right, in either direction, it doesn't matter. I'm saying the scenario, if you're in or out, as long as you're not taking an item and crossing the barrier from in to out, as long as you're, it's okay for you to be moving it around where it is and not transporting it from one rishus to another or dalet amos. Except when we said there's a gzera when you might want to bring it indoors, and with all objects you're allowed to do it. We're going to see a case where it makes a difference. But basically, as long as it's, we're not afraid you're going to bring it indoors, it doesn't matter, silver, cheap, not cheap, whatever, expensive, it doesn't make a difference what the items are, you're allowed to move them where they are. However, here this is an Isser Derabanan. You can't be standing outside. The first case is standing inside, sticking your head out the window or out the door, and drinking with a cup. That usually is the situation, but I don't think it matters. Either way, you can't stick your head out and drink. Okay, right? Even when it goes into your mouth or you're lifting up the cup, all that is staying in that rishus. It doesn't matter if your feet are indoors. Let's say your mouth is outdoors and you're putting the liquid into your mouth. Well, your mouth now is in rishus harabim. So there's no iser deraisa going on whatsoever. Or if you're standing outdoors and you're leaning indoors, you want to get a drink from your friend. You're outside playing ball and you're thirsty. You reach into your friend's window and you drink, you stick your head inside and you drink inside his house through the window. So it's, you have to go inside his house to drink. You can't stay outside and drink indoors. It's why it's a din derabanan. Ella in kain yachnis rosho verubo lamakom shehu shoteh. It must be that you have most of your body, right? And lean, you know, I don't know, put at least one full leg in, be most of your body in, and you have your head inside or whatever where you're drinking, and then you can drink there. Because once, these are items that you need for yourself, so we're afraid you're going to end up moving them, and you might, by mistake, carry them from one rishus to another where you are. Okay. All right, that's the halacha. And, okay. Mishnah Berurah just points out, I think it's obvious, even when we said before, you're not allowed to carry it more than Dalet Amos. That means even if you lift it up, you carry it or you move it above 10 tefachim, and then you put it down on the ground, that's also going to be Aser, because you did an Akira and a Hanacha of Dalet Amos. So it doesn't matter if, while it's in the air, it's also through a Makom Patur, it's still Aser. Okay. Okay, let's keep reading. Aval, Mutar Lamad Bershus Yachid Bershus Rabim Velishtas Bekar Meliso Ibcha. Now, this is only a problem in a case of a Rishas HaYachid into a Rishas HaRabim. But if it's through the Carmelis, if either one of the locations are a Carmelis, and very likely that's the case, Lamaisa, in your situation, obviously it depends on the city, it depends where you are. So then, if it's a Carmelis, there's no Gzera Derabanan, it'd be kind of like a Gzera Lagzera. V'yeshim Mefarshim. Now, this next Yesh Mefarshim is not the halacha, but it is another, obviously, valid opinion from the Rishonim, but it's not the halacha lemaisa in most situations. So what is it? It's a little bit more mekel. You're going to see the only time it was goes there, this opinion, is if it's with expensive or nice kalim. But if it's something like a plastic disposable cup, then there's no gzera that you might bring it inside. Okay, let's just read it inside. But halacha lemaisa, it's any time you're drinking, or any time you're eating, or even you could perhaps even be clothing, depending on the situation. Then there would be this gzera that you might bring it in. V'yesh mefarshim dechafatzim matzrichim lo haynu kelim na'im shehu tzarich lehem. Some say that the only time there's a gzera is if by nice kalim. I don't know, silver, maybe glass. Aval, im heim kalim she'enam na'im. But if they're not nice, mutar lishtat behem afal pishlo hotzi rosho v'rubo lesho shitzavar olavad. Even if you just stuck out your neck, you can drink. There's no gzera. Usha'ar tiltulim chutz mishtia filo kalim na'im mutar letautel. And everything else is also mutar. It's just nice cups for water. That's the only thing we're worrying about. Shulagazru ela bekelim naim ubeshota bahem. The only time there's this gzera is by nice kelim, nice cups, when you're drinking. Shuhu mekarvan lapiv. That's when we're more worried about you bringing it indoors by mistake and crossing the lines and being over an Isser D'oraisa. Okay. Bet. Lo ya'amod adam birshut harabim v'yashtin o yarok birshus hayachid. A person cannot, this would be a deraisa even, a person cannot stand in one rishus, like a rishus harabim, and urinate, or to spit, birshut hayachid, into a different rishut, just crossing that barrier. Because you're in one rishut, that goes to another rishut, and it doesn't matter. Okay, so these cases, both these examples, would be asar. Or be karmelit. Or it would be Asr Midarabanan to do this in a Carmelite. Or Ibcha. Right? In other words, either direction. From Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid or vice versa, that would be Daraisa. And one of them to a Carmelist or Carmelist to the other one would be an Isser Darabanan. Number points out, also, if a person is standing in a Rishus HaRabim or in a Carmelite, it'd be usur also to spit or urinate more than Dalet Tfachim. So if a person, here, Mishnah Berurah points out, the Bir Halacha, that now what happens if, so we just said the simple case of you aim and you spit or whatever you're doing, Dalet Amos, straight into the air. That would be an Isser Daraisa, right? Or Darabanan, depends, Rishus HaRabim, Carmelis. What about, it's a little bit of a slope, the ground's on a little bit of a slope, and you spit or urinate right next to you, but then, since it's sloped, and it's rolling, or it's continuing, going down the hill, so he says, it's if it was just HaRabim, it would be Asr, but by a Carmelis, it would be a Mutter. Now we're going to see it again, another example, but there's a concept, Shelo Gazru Kocho B'Carmelit. They weren't gozer by a Carmelite if it's like the rolling, running down situation on a slope. So therefore, if a person is camping on Shabbos, or he's at a park, and he needs to do what he needs to do to relieve himself, he has to be careful to not aim it so that it goes a distance of Dalet Amos. And as far as running on a slope, so that's the case of, depends if it's Rishus HaRabim or if it's Derabanan. This is the last part. Afilu im hotzi piv v'amato lachutz. Now, even if a person is standing, let's say, indoors, but he puts out his mouth, so his mouth is outside through the window or the door, or if a person puts out his aver, his ama, and it's sticking out, and from there you spit, or from there you urinate, so lachutz, and you're doing it outside in Rishus HaRabim. So that's asur to do. That's actually a case in the Gemara, that's it's a suffik, ends off with teku, and the question is, so the halacha is, the Shulchan Aruch Paskens Lachumra, that the halacha is, if you're, so your body is indoors, but the orifice that it leaves your body is outdoors. So the Gemara wants to know, do we go after the body, because that's really where the source of the liquid is, certainly by the bladder. And so do you go after that, and you just consider the aver as just being like a pipe just passing right through? Or do you say, no, you go after the mouth, and or the end of the aver, the orifice, and that's where the akira happens. So it's actually a suffix in the Gemara. And that's, so there's only a, so when it comes to leaving your body, that's when there's the suffix, because maybe it goes after the origination, which is inside the body. But if you're just going to throw it into someone's mouth, then there's no suffix. Wherever the mouth is, that's where the item is, right? That's why you're glad to stick out your head, deraisa, and drink, and it's in a Rishus HaRabim, even though your feet are indoors, no problem. Because the mouth, we don't say the water that you're drinking lands inside your body, we say it lands inside your mouth. Or if someone throws it into your mouth, same idea. All right, okay. Now, what about Carmelis? So from the Shulchan Aruch, it's mashma that it would be usher, although it's not clear if you have half your body in, half your body out. But the Mishnah Berurah and the Gra say you can buy a Carmelis. If your body's in and your mouth is out, then it's not a problem with a Carmelis. Because the whole din is a suffix from the Gemara. It's enough that we're machmer, and by a Carmelite, it'd be more of a suffix derabanan and lakula. And so he says, therefore, by a Carmelis, it's okay. Mutter, yeah, okay. That's it. That's only if half your body's in, and just your mouth or your aver is outside, and you're spitting. So okay. But if you're outside completely and you want to spit Dalet Amos away, that for sure would be an Isser Darabanan by a Carmelis. Gimel. Roko shenitlash bif piv umuchan lezarko. So now a person, they created spit in their mouth. It's waiting for them, or mucus, and you're ready to spit. It's in your mouth. So again, that's another suffix in the Gemara. So what do you do? Can you carry Dalet Amos? Yesh misha omer shelo yelech arba amos birshus harabim ad shiarok. So the halacha is one is not allowed to walk Dalet Amos in a rishus harabim while he's carrying spit or mucus in his mouth. As a din of, that's Ramachmar on that one. But what about a carmelis? So most rishonim, most achronim, that I've seen, Mishneh Berurah, Aruch HaShulchan, the Vilna Gaon, they all say it's a mutter by a carmelis. If you're in a carmelis, you're allowed to have spit in your mouth and still walk Dalet Amos.
What should you do if one's in Rosh Hashanah?
Now, if a person went outside, let's say already is in Rosh Hashanah, and he carried spit in, or a candy in his mouth, Dalet Amos, or food, whatever, or he moved from indoors to outdoors, and while it's in your mouth, right? So since indoors or wherever your starting point is, when you moved your feet and started walking, you did the akira, right? You lifted it up. So then, as long as you haven't stopped and you haven't, let's say you're crossing the street. Be careful, because sometimes when you cross the street, you stop before you cross, or there's a red light, or whatever it is. You look both ways, and then you go. Whatever it is. As long as you haven't stopped, you have not stopped, so the poskim say you should go back, because you never did a hanacha. You never stopped. So go back to where you were, and put it back, and then therefore you only did a hanacha, and you never did a kira hanacha, so you're never over. Okay? If it's too late, and you already did and a hanacha, and you continued walking, and you can't go back anymore. So then, it doesn't help to go back anymore, but if you can, try and spit it out or put something down. If you're holding, same thing as if you're carrying something by accident in your pocket. So try and put it down into a makom patur, wherever you're going, into a makom patur, or at least a carmelis versus a rishus harabim. Okay. I think we'll go on. Gimel, you finished Gimel, right? Okay. Shin Nun Aleph. Hamoshik Yadol Letzinor B'Shes Rabbim Lishtar. The person, we'll see the case inside. But basically the case is, an example of a case is a gutter. You have water collecting could be from a roof, and it collects along a gutter, some kind of a tube, and you could drink from it, or just use the water from it. Most of us probably won't drink from it, but we potentially could use the water from it. At least that's the case. It's probably more common those days than nowadays, because we have easy running water from a sink all over the place. Okay. Aleph. Lo ya'amor adam b'rishut harabim v'chaber yado l'mazchila. One cannot stand in rishus harabim. That's the case that we're talking here. You're standing in rishus harabim, and you put your hand, mouth, or a kli right up to the mazchila. So it's touching it. Your hand, kli, or mouth. I sent out a couple of pictures from Moz Vahadar and Dirshu. Basically, you have like a little tsinor, a little gutter, and you put your hand right up to it. Right? It's connecting. So then, shu tsinor aroch munach l'orach hagad. Or you have, right, what's a mazchila? It's a gutter, some kind of a pipe that's along the roof. B'toch shlosha tfachim samuch l'gag. But the case is, it's within three tfachim to the gag. Or the opening, where you're collecting from, is within three tfachim to the roof. And ulekabel hamayim yimena. And so this gutter collects the water from the roof, and now the water is pouring out after it rains, and now you get that water. As long as this pipe, this gutter, is within three tefachim of the gag, it has the same halacha of the gag, right? This part is called midin lavud, and we're assuming the gag is on top of a house, and the house has walls. So the house, the roof, is considered a Rosh Hashayachid. So since the roof is considered Rosh Hashayachid, this mazchila, the gutter, is a Rosh Hashayachid. and you're standing in Rishas Sarabim. So if you take it straight from it, you just took from a Rishas Yachid into a Rishas Harabim. Now, this Isser is Bein Imhu Lamala Me'asara or Lamata Me'asara. Now, it doesn't matter if the roof is within 10 tefachim or not, to the ground. Because the roof is either way, and the gutter is either way considered a Rishas HaYachid. And you're standing on the ground. So you are considered Rishas HaRabim. So it doesn't really matter where the water is pouring from, the end of the gutter, if it's above or below. Okay? So it's either way, it's a case of Rishas HaYachid to Rishas HaRabim. Aval, when is a mutter? Just mutar liklot mina avir. You're allowed to take it from the air. All you have to do is just move your hand or the kli a little bit away, just a little bit away from the gutter, and there's no problem. It's so easy. Afilu im yado tok shlosha lamaschila. Even if your hand is within 3 tefachim of the gutter, no problem. There's no lavud from your hand to a gutter. There's no din like that. And so why is it okay? Because once it enters the airspace, just a mashul, then it's no longer in a Rishas HaYachid. Right? If you were to have 4 walls, and that's your Rishas HaYachid, a mashul outside of that wall is already no longer in Rishas HaYachid. So if you're in the air, right, and you move it away from the Rishas HaYachid, just a mashu, then it's certainly horizontally. If you move it away, it's just then it wouldn't be a problem, for sure. And fine. Hayta maschila boleta shlosha min hagag. Now, what happens if you have a gutter and it extends more than 3 tefachim from the gag? V'chen stam tzinor shebolet shlosha. A normal tzinor is, it extends beyond 3 tefachim from the roof. So then what? So then, since you don't say lavud, so now the orifice or the end of this gutter is 3 tefachim away. So now it has the din of wherever it is. If it's over a Rishas HaRabim, if it's less than 10 tefachim, it has a din of Rishas HaRabim. If it's above 10 tefachim, it has a din of a makom patur. But either way, it's not. If once it's beyond 3, it's definitely not a Rishas HaRabim. Not part of the Rishas HaYachid of the Gag. So therefore, since it's either a Makom Patur or a Rishas HaRabim, and you're in the Rishas HaRabim, you can put your hand right up to it, no problem. And it should be less than 4x4 below 10, because then you have an issue of it could be a harmless. But if it's 4x4, or even if it's not 4x4, but if it's above 10, it's aser. Being above 10 would still make it a makom patur, but there's a gzera derabanan if it's 4x4, according to the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch is worried about a platform of 4x4 above 10. So Pashtus, the Shulchan Aruch says it's aser. He makes a gzera over here because he holds you do have a din of a karmelis above 10. If you have just to explain, the Gra and others say that you can never have a karmelis above 10. Let's say you have a flat surface, a 4x4 in the air, or a roof that's 4x4. We touched upon this before. If the surface is above 10 tefachim from the ground, so the Shulchan Aruch holds that a karmelis could begin, the platform can restart the karmelis even if it's above 10, and then the karmelis goes up 10 tefachim from the roof or 10 tefachim from the platform. But then once you hit the airspace of 10 tefachim, then above that is makom patur. The Gra and others say that, no, a karmelis, it doesn't matter where the roof is, it doesn't matter where the platform is, you can never have karmelis above 10 tefachim from the ground. It doesn't matter where the roof is, it doesn't matter where this platform is. According to Shulchan Aruch, Pashtus, you start all over again. Wherever this platform is, you get another 10 tefachim and higher, and that's, okay. I think we'll actually stop.